With 2 weeks left, Trump edges up in polls, Harris stalls. With just 2 weeks until Election Day, polls show a neck-and-neck race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump in 7 battleground states, which are likely to determine the winner of the White House in November. Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, maintains a slight national lead over Trump, the Republican presidential nominee, according to Real Clear Politics, but recent polls show that the initial enthusiasm for her campaign is fading as the presidential race enters its final stretch. In late July and August, the Harris campaign experienced a significant boost in support, making steady gains in key swing states. Those gains appear to have stalled, according to pollsters, indicating that she has mostly consolidated her potential support. Democratic strategist Theron Bond notes that further gains will be challenging from this point onward. She told the Epoch Times that Harris's challenge arises in part from her campaign's messaging and inability to distinguish herself from President Joe Biden regarding policies. "New means different, and so show us how you're going to be different," Bond said, referring to her campaign slogan, "New Way Forward." As early voting begins, she noted that many voters are still uncertain and waiting for something specific that makes the vice president stand out. "Now, at this juncture, I don't know what else she could do besides answer questions with clarity," she said. The vice president said during an interview with ABC News The View on October 8 that "there is not a thing that comes to mind" when asked whether she would have done something differently from Biden in the past 4 years. Soon after Biden withdrew from the presidential race and Harris became the Democratic Party's nominee in July, she enjoyed a quick ascent in the polls. After starting at 45.9% support 2 days following Biden's withdrawal and trailing by nearly 2%, the vice president overtook Trump nationally and in the battleground states in August. Her national lead topped out at 2.2% on September 22nd, and at 0.5% in the battleground states on August 29th. Though she still enjoys a 0.8% advantage over Trump as of October 22nd, the support for her has stalled since the end of September. Trump, on the other hand, has witnessed a resurgence, with 2 weeks to go until the election. He has got the best polling numbers he's had in his 3 presidential runs as the Republican nominee, Republican strategist Ford O'Connell told the Epoch Times. In 2016, Trump trailed Hillary Clinton by 7 points in the national polls 2 weeks before the election, while in 2020, he was 9 points behind Biden. O'Connell predicts that Trump's best path to victory would be to win North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. According to the Real Clear Politics average, Trump is pulling ahead in all battleground states as of October 22nd. He has a 2.5 percentage point lead in Georgia. He also has at least a 1-point lead in 2 states, Arizona and Michigan. Trump also holds a thin lead in Pennsylvania, Nevada, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. According to progressive media personality Cenk Uygur, Harris began to lose momentum when she started shifting her positions on important political issues. "In the beginning, she did fantastic," Uygur, host of The Young Turks, told NTD, the sister media outlet of the Epoch Times. He noted that her strong start was mainly due to her picking Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate and introducing an economically populist agenda. She then turned around and started being very pro-business, pro-war, pro-Israel, and all those things hurt her, he said. With just 2 weeks remaining, Uygur advises Harris to concentrate on refining her message, especially on economic issues and her plans for the average American, instead of discussing social issues that divide the country. "What might be the deciding factor in key battleground states are registered voters who are not firmly committed to any candidate." A new Washington Post, Schar School poll found that 37% of registered voters will definitely support Trump, and 37% will definitely back Harris. 10% on both sides of the ticket said they would probably vote for the candidate, and 6% responded with neither or no opinion. In a razor-thin election, the uncommitted could play a sizable role in the 7 swing states. Candidates focus on swing states in final sprint. As the presidential contest enters the final stretch, the vice president began the week with campaign events in the suburban communities of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, featuring conversations with former Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican who endorsed Harris last month. In recent weeks, Harris has been making a play for disenchanted battleground GOP voters, welcoming the support of more than 100 former Republican officials, pledging to appoint a Republican to her cabinet, and appearing on Fox News. "I want to fix problems, which means working across the aisle," Harris said at an October 16 rally in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. "It requires working across the aisle. It requires embracing good ideas from wherever they come." At another campaign event on October 21 in Malvern, Pennsylvania, Harris said, "Needless to say, mine will not be a continuation of the Biden administration. I bring to it my own ideas, my own experiences." Pennsylvania, especially, is a crucial battleground state with 19 electoral votes, where both candidates are dedicating a lot of time. Trump had an eventful Sunday in Pennsylvania. During a short shift at a McDonald's restaurant in Feasterville, the former president operated a fry cooker and worked the drive-through line. Following his McDonald's shift, Trump was spotted at a nationally televised Sunday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and New York Jets at Acrisure Stadium. The former president has also ventured beyond the conventional battleground states, campaigning in solidly blue states during the final stretch. Earlier this month, he visited California and held campaign events across the Golden State, including in Coachella, Reno, and Sacramento. Trump will also visit his hometown of New York City 1 week before the election. He will hold a highly anticipated rally at Madison Square Garden on October 27. RealClear Politics averages show he is trailing in both states. In California and New York, he is down by 24 points and 14 points, respectively. But these might be broader efforts to win the popular vote and bolster Republicans' chances in the lower chamber, according to O'Connell. "Trump knows it's not enough to win the presidency," he said. "You also have to hold the House. Because if you do not hold the House, the Democrats are going to impeach you 10 minutes after you're sworn in." Polls show Democrats hold nearly a one-point edge over Republicans in generic congressional voting. Harris announced that she would travel to Deep Red, Texas on October 25 to emphasize her campaign message on abortion access in a state with restrictive abortion laws. Meanwhile, SpaceX and Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk is undergoing a pro-Trump campaign tour of Pennsylvania, starting his venture throughout the state at a town hall in Folsom last week. Musk handed out $1 million checks to attendees during his weekend rallies. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro expressed outrage over Musk's actions. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Shapiro called the situation deeply concerning and something that law enforcement could take a look at. Ahead of Musk's visit to the swing state, Senator John Fetterman issued a warning to his Democratic colleagues. "Has a brand, and that's attractive to a demographic that we need to have, to win in Pennsylvania. And it's not even about his checkbook," Fetterman said in a recent CNN interview. "He has a lot of appeal for people, a lot of independently minded voters in Pennsylvania.